Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the United States is reportedly carrying out a clandestine drone campaign in Syria. The Washington Post has reported that the CIA and U.S. Special Forces are using unmanned aerial vehicles to kill key Daesh terrorists. The paper says the drone operations are separate from the wider U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIL. The U.S.-led air campaign in Syria has been widely criticized for ineffectiveness. And the U.S. is carrying out drone campaigns in several other Muslim countries, including Pakistan and Afghanistan. Washington says the raids target militants, but many civilians have fallen victims to the airstrikes. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, Mr. Scott Bennett. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of these new reports that now the U.S. is actually targeting some of the top Daesh terrorists in Syria? Do you think that they really are targeting these individuals, or how do you see the situation actually, the way that the U.S. is dealing with Daesh in general right now?
Yeah. Well, there's two schools of thought. Either they're a legitimate counter-terrorist operation, or they are simply an excuse for further penetration and destabilization of the Assad regime and for targeting purposes of the Iranian regime later on. Targeted drones, of course, we know really have more negative blowback than they do positive, unless it's a very specific operation, and I know this because of my work in the military and the defense contractor realm and at the State Department. I was liaison for Special Operations Command at the State Department, and I never discuss anything classified, but I know the thinking men at the time, we were always gathered, and the common understanding was drone strikes do not work to win the hearts and minds of the indigenous population. You create more jihadis, you create more enemy combatants, you create more people who hate America and kill tourists on the beach or kill Europeans who come and visit tourist strikes, or you create more people to give money to Wahhabi Salafist terrorist operations, or you cause these people to flee to Europe or leave their indigenous lands for stability. So there is absolutely nothing that's been going on that's good behind the drone strikes.
Well let me just jump in here. So according to then what you're saying is that it's been calculated, it's been definitely known to begin with as far as the results of what these actions, like the drone attacks, what would actually happen. So is it that the United States want to create more enemies for itself? Is it that they want more people to try to attack inside of the United States? Explain to me, please expand on exactly what you mean by this.
Well, it seems very odd. It seems in direct contradiction to the Constitution of the United States and the best interests of the American people. And that's why so many of us are absolutely outraged, because that's precisely what it does and what it is. They are generating more enemies for the military-industrial complex, you might say. They're looking to start more fires in order to pay firemen to put them out. And the analogy is wars and conflicts for American military and American defense contractors. There's a lot of people who get wealthy and get increased power, and a lot of politicians who maintain their position in political office by these wars and through these wars and for these wars. And it's something that runs afoul of the traditional American position has always been non-interference, non-interventionist intervention in foreign affairs. That was radically changed on September 11th, 2001, when the false flag operation of the Twin Tower attacks was conducted. And Americans are starting to catch on to that. I was part of the operation that believed these attacks were real at the time, but subsequently came out after discovering a lot of this was completely false. And it totally changed my worldview and my mind of what the CIA really is all about. The CIA has always been in competition with Joint Special Operations Command and the military. They sort of do the drone running operations and they pick the targets, but the military are sort of used as the slave of the CIA. And the bad thing is the thinking people in the State Department, in the military, in the defense contractors who are trying to solve this properly and intelligently, they're shut down by the CIA. I worked with Ambassador Del Daley at the State Department and a guy, Mike Furlong, who both of those men were attacked by the CIA because they were looking to develop a more hearts and minds psychological operation department and platform. And the CIA didn't want that. The CIA wants more kinetic operations in order to facilitate regime change. With regime change, you have new cultivation of resources, you have more indigenous nonprofits that can be started up. You can really do, there's a good book called Economic Hitman, and it really defines how the US CIA military industrial complex goes around to a lot of these nations in Africa and the Middle East and does regime change for the purposes of creating vassal states. That's why they're so frustrated with Russia, because they will not be a vassal state. That's why they're so frustrated with Iran, because they will not be a vassal state. The same applies to Syria. The same applies to China. So we're seeing the BRICS nations slowly morph over to the right, and it's isolating the U.S. and our policy, which I think is completely maniacal. And I think Europe is increasingly joining the side of the Russian-Iranian BRICS nation countries, because they're not about destabilizing the Middle East, they're about stabilizing it. They're not about ruining Libya and Syria and causing hundreds of thousands of people to flood Europe. Mm-hmm. They're about stabilizing those countries so those indigenous peoples can remain in their own countries, their own cultures.
Okay.
And the
okay.
U.S. seems to be obsessed with destroying that balance of power.
And of course, the U.S. is on the other side of the world and probably not feeling a lot of the repercussions like the Europeans are. Thank you so much, Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, for being with us.